You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
After 2 years since abortion was initially decriminalised in Aotearoa, the Contraception, Sterilisation and Abortion Safe Areas Amendment Bill passed with a vast majority. Led by Labour MP Louisa Wall, 108 MPs voted for the bill, with only 9 National MPs and 3 Labour MPs voting against. The bill allows for a 150-metre safe area around clinics, banning protests from taking place within the space safe area. To learn more about the bill and how it will affect Aotearoa, I spoke to New Zealand Family Planning Chief Executive Jackie Edmund about its implications. Could you please explain what this bill is about and how it will work?
So what the bill is about is around the option for providers to apply to have a safe zone around the clinics if they are concerned around protesters, so they need to apply for that to happen, and it's around 150 metres space around abortion services. But each person would have to apply, each organisation would have to apply for that.
What sort of role did family planning have in the creation and passing of this bill?
Oh, well, certainly we were involved, and we did a number of submissions and spoke to a number of people at the time of the law changing 2 years ago, which unfortunately the safeguarding part of the bill didn't make it through. So we have been making submissions as part of this new process through Select Committee for and supporting safe zones. We actually wanted there to be automatic safe zones so that services didn't have to apply. Everything that we wanted, but we certainly are very happy that the bill has passed and that there is now potential for providers to be able to apply to have safe zones around their clinics.
What are the protests outside of the abortion clinics trying to achieve, and how do they affect the clinic's patients?
I suspect what they're trying to achieve is to try and stop people having abortions and to intimidate people going into services and to stop them making that choice. From their perspective, I think that's quite different, but from a person going into a clinic, that's what I suspect they are feeling. So they it varies in terms of some protesters are very peaceful and quiet and just sit calmly. And in one of our clinics, we've experienced that, where people sit outside calmly praying, and they're not approaching people going in. But in many other clinics, they've got very offensive placards, and they do start trying to talk to people. So they can upset people going into services and make them feel bad about going into services and or feel angry that they're having to go through protesters. So I'm sure there's lots of mixed emotions for people accessing services and seeing protesters outside. And then we've also got staff who are working in those places having to see that as well, which they find distressing.
How will the new bill affect the physical and mental health of the patients going forward?
Well, the good news is that the services where they have had bad experiences with protests being more in your face and more aggressive in their protesting, they can apply for a safe zone, and then they can, and so that will mean that those people won't have to suffer that any further, and the people that want to protest can continue to protest, but they just won't be in the front of buildings and in places where people accessing service will have to see them.
Do you think that the protests were a large issue for Aotearoa, or was it more of an isolated amount of people that were protesting against abortion outside these clinics?
I don't think it's a large issue, and it is in very certain areas, and it's at certain times of the year that there is more activity. And so this is really more of a safeguarding process of being able to put this in place should it, it can escalate at times, and some people can get very overzealous. So we don't have a big issue in New Zealand, and we're very lucky about that. But in saying that, there are still some places where people are protesting pretty regularly and pretty aggressively.
Do Do you believe that the majority of abortion clinics will be implementing the safe zones when it's framed as optional?
Yep. So I suspect not. I suspect there will only be a very small number, a handful of places may apply. Because on the other side of this is because of the law changes, people are able to access services. There's many other services that are providing abortions, and so things have changed quite a lot as well. So, you know, from our perspective, we won't be applying for any safe zones at this stage. We have not had an issue, so certainly family planning won't be at this point. So I think a handful of providers may apply, but we certainly won't be.
What do you think that the next steps are for New Zealand in terms of abortion rights?
I think, well, we've got a great law now that's really making a big difference. We just need to realise the full benefit of that law and be able to offer services more flexibly, and particularly in primary health care. And that's just going to take a bit of time. And because of COVID and other things happening since the law was passed, it's been a bit difficult to make some of the changes. So I think the big thing will be is that over the next few years we'll see less stigma, better access for people for services if they choose to have an abortion.
Is there anything culturally in New Zealand that you think would need to change?
I think we were interesting. I think overall New Zealanders are very much more comfortable with understanding that abortion is an individual person's right. But, you know, there are certainly still some people that don't support that. But I think over time those numbers will just continue to be more moving towards being more supportive, but rather than going the other way, hopefully. As a country, we're very different to countries like the US, where there's a very, very aggressive and active anti-abortion groups that are having huge impacts on services. Hopefully we won't see that in New Zealand.
That was Family Planning Chief Executive Jackie Edmund on the Contraception, Sterilisation and the Abortion Safe Areas Amendment Bill.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.